Scholastic Audiobooks presents Little Secrets, Playing with Fire by Emily Blake. Read by Kirsten Kairos.
Chapter 1. There were only two things Allison Rose knew she could count on: her best friend and cousin Kelly, and the fact that everyone else in her family would stop at nothing to destroy one another. Like now. Allison was in the middle of a battle with her made-of-steel mother, and this time, she was not going to lose. Digging her orange-painted nails into her palms, she lobbed a verbal grenade. "It's not like I expect you to come to anything I do," Allison said. After 15 years, she knew better than that. She took a breath and did her best to keep her voice steady. If she lost her temper, her mother would refuse to discuss it any further, period. "But I can't miss this game," she said evenly. "It's the championship, the last game of the season. Besides, people are relying on me. I'm part of a team." Halfway across the living room, Helen Rose sat in the wingback chair wearing her sky-blue cashmere bathrobe, the one that matched her eyes. Her short auburn hair was perfectly styled after a long day of work. It always was. After all, her illustrious career as a domestic trendsetter was based on being perfectly styled. "Teams are for people who don't have the ability to get anywhere on their own," Helen replied. She did not bother to look up from her laptop. It was a tactic Allison knew she used on her employees when she wanted them to feel insignificant. But Helen underestimated her daughter. Allison was tougher than your usual CEO's assistant, and better trained. "Or for people who don't know how to cooperate?" Allison shot back smoothly. Helen's eyes remained fixed on the computer screen, but Allison saw her face tighten.
"I don't see why I should let you use the driver on Saturday when you're too busy to make an appearance with me on Sunday," she stated calmly. "After all, the book signing is a good opportunity for both of us."
She checked her manicure and waited for Allison to comply like she usually did. There was no way, not this time. First of all, Allison did not work for her mother. Second, she was not about to miss the championship game. And third, she was sick and tired of playing the happy daughter at her mother's endless string of events. "If you are so anxious for us to look like a normal family, maybe you should try acting like a normal mother, honey." Allison knew her mother despised her real name, along with just about everything else Allison's grandmother, Tamara Diamond, had given her. Helen and Tamara had stopped speaking long ago, before Allison was born. Warm and fuzzy mother-daughter relations did not run in the Diamond family. When Helen finally turned and looked Allison in the face, Allison could see the crow's feet around her light eyes. She'd landed a hit. The wound was open. Time for the salt.